morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about where Montana wildlife managers have found chronic wasting disease cases and the Trump administration's task force to address missing and murdered Indigenous people. It's Monday, December 9th. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. Crews have been working to dislodge boulders from a cliff to reduce the risk of rockfall on a neighborhood in Billings. A rock slide September 21st sent a boulder into one home and left debris on the street. City workers want to clear the street, but are wary of using explosives to break up the boulders. They don't want vibrations to send more rocks down from nearby cliffs. Crews on Friday worked to dislodge two loose boulders above the neighborhood. One boulder came down with help from a balloon inflated inside a crack. The other boulder resisted four attempts with explosives, but workers plan to keep trying. Montana wildlife managers say 91 cases of chronic wasting disease have been found statewide so far this year. The Libby area accounts for nearly half of those detections, and the number is expected to grow, with results still rolling in from this year's big game season. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton has more.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will soon have a good grasp on where CWD is found throughout the state and the prevalence of the fatal wildlife disease. That data will impact the state's next steps in confronting the disease. If left unchecked, CWD can decimate deer and elk herds. It can also infect moose. According to FWP, most of this year's detections came from white-tailed deer and mule deer, but detections in one elk and moose were both first in Montana. Nearly half of the animals found with the disease this year were killed near Libby. FWP spokesperson Greg Lemon says CWD's detection in the area this spring was surprising, but the number of detections coming from Libby's urban deer population isn't.
Once we realized that it was in the urban deer population, I think that at that point we knew it was going to be sort of really uncharted territory for us.
CWD spreads quickly through dense deer herds like the one in Libby. Lemon says there have been 6,600 animal samples statewide sent out for testing this year, and most of the results are expected back next week.
With the results from this year, we'll get together internally over the winter and come up with a game plan both for sampling next year and for management.
It's unclear how much Montana will spend on CWD surveillance efforts this year. The Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies estimates that U.S. states collectively will spend $84 million over the next 5 years. There is a bill in Congress that would help pay for less than half of those costs. The Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works held a hearing this week on a separate bill that would set up a national CWD task force. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A ruling by the Montana Supreme Court clears the way for a trial alleging negligence on the part of two counties. A decade after an 18-year-old high school basketball standout died of untreated alcohol withdrawal symptoms while he was jailed in Havre. The Supreme Court ruled that Hill County could not be held liable for mistakes made by Northern Montana Hospital in failing to properly diagnose and treat A.J. Long Soldier Jr. His estate is still seeking damages for negligence by employees of both Hill and Blaine counties for failing to recognize his serious medical issue and delaying his treatment. A trial date has not been set. Montana residents who need to renew their driver's licenses are facing delays of 2 months or longer. That's because of the demand and documentation needed for the new Real ID compliant licenses that will be required to board domestic flights by next October. Montana's available appointments at driver's license stations in Bozeman are about 10 weeks out. Helena appointments aren't available for 9 weeks, and the earliest appointments in Billings are 8 weeks from now. Officials say that's partially due to staffing shortages. The biggest problem people are encountering in getting a real ID is documenting name changes due to marriage or adoption. A Montana resident has paid more than $1,000 to the Bureau of Land Management for starting a fire triggering the evacuation of about 500 homes near Helena this summer. The Independent Record reported that the East Helena man paid the agency for two citations issued after the fire burned about 8 square miles of land in July. Authorities say he is suspected of shooting an exploding target on an informal gun range on federal land. No criminal charges were filed at the state level. President Donald Trump formed a task force to address missing and murdered indigenous people last month. Olivia Reingold reports on Operation Lady Justice's mixed reception in Indian Country.
At the signing of his executive order to establish Operation Lady Justice, Trump went off script to acknowledge the severity of the crisis.
We're taking this very seriously. This has never been done before. And I've seen it just by reading and watching the news. It's a very serious problem. It's a horrible problem.
Crow Chairman A.J. Not Afraid was one of about five tribal leaders invited to witness the signing.
We have a man whose name I want to use. I maybe have to change my name because I love this name. Alvin A.J. Not Afraid, Chairman of the Crow Nation. I love this name. Where are you? Come here. Say a few words.
Yes, sir. First of all, President, we are honored that you recognize the Native Nations, as well as the Crow Nation. We've been proponents of the Trump administration and all the endeavors.
The task force is composed of eight federal officials from the FBI, Bureau of Indian Affairs, and the Departments of Interior, Justice, and Health and Human Services. Tribal Councilwoman for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes, Charmelle Gillen, says she was pleased when she found out about Trump's plans to address missing people in Indian Country.
I think from an executive order standpoint, to me, it seems like all of the bases are well covered.
Now she wants tribal consultation, which the executive order says the task force will do to establish the scope and nature of the issue. She says she believes Attorney General William Barr, who will co-chair the task force, started that process last month when he visited the Flathead Reservation. There, he unveiled his plans to hire coordinators in 11 U.S. attorneys' offices to improve protocols for how law enforcement responds to missing or murdered people. Others say the plan falls short. Congresswoman Deb Haaland, a New Mexico Democrat and member of the Pueblo of Laguna, released a statement saying Barr's plan doesn't include enough coordination at the local and tribal levels. Gillen's colleague, Flathead Councilwoman Shelley Fiant, has similar critiques of Operation Lady Justice.
Thinking unless you look at the large picture, you know, what is happening upstream to cause these things, it's just going to be a Band-Aid.
She wants the task force to look at more than just law enforcement, but substance abuse and the problem of runaways, too. But she says she's not sure what they can accomplish without tribal governments at the table. A spokesperson from the White House says that there will be extensive tribal consultation, as it is vitally important to have robust input from tribal leaders impacted American Indian and Alaska Native families and advocates and other key partners. The spokesperson says to expect the first meeting to happen in the near future. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.